When I first joined the Army, we were told that racism no longer existed in the military. A legacy of inequality and discrimination was suddenly washed away by something called the Equal Opportunity Program. We would sit through mandatory classes, and every unit had this EO representative to ensure that no elements of racism could resurface. And the Army seemed firmly dedicated to smashing any hint of racism. And then September 11th happened, and I began to hear new words like towelhead and camel jockey and the most disturbing, sand nigger. And these words did not initially come from my fellow soldiers, but from my superiors, my platoon sergeant, my company first sergeant, battalion commander, all the way up the chain of command. These terms, these viciously racist terms, were suddenly acceptable. And I noticed that the most overt racism came from veterans of the first Gulf War. And those are the words they use when they're incinerating civilian convoys. Those are the words they use when this government deliberately targets civilian infrastructure, bombing water supplies, knowing that it would kill hundreds of thousands of children. Those are the words the American people used when they allowed this government to sanction Iraq. And this is something that many people forget. kill and be killed without question. They can spend millions on a single bomb, but that bomb only becomes a weapon when the ranks of the military are willing to follow orders to use it. They can send every last soldier anywhere on Earth, but there will only be a war if soldiers are willing to fight. And the ruling class, the billionaires who profit from human suffering, care only about expanding their wealth, controlling the world economy. Understand that their power lies only in their ability to convince us that war, oppression, and exploitation is in our interest. They understand that their wealth is dependent on their ability to convince the working class to die to control the market of another country. And convincing us to kill and die is based on their ability to make us think that we are somehow superior. Soldiers, sailors, marines, airmen have nothing to gain from this occupation. The vast majority of people living in the U.S. have nothing to gain from this occupation. In fact, not only do we have nothing to gain, but we suffer more because of it. We lose limbs, endure trauma, and give our lives. Our families have to watch flag-draped coffins lowered into the earth. Millions in this country without health care, jobs, or access to education must watch this government squander over $450 million a day on this occupation. Poor and working people in this country are sent to kill poor and working people in another country to make the rich richer. And without racism, soldiers would realize that they have more in common with the Iraqi people than they do with the billionaires who send us to war.